Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Pains me to acknowledge that we still have bullying occurring in our community. We should be further up the road from that. I mean, isn't it a shame that this is something that we have to deal with? And not just in school, but bullying can occur in any social situation where there are groups and collectives of people. So school, work, social groups can even occur in religious organisations. Wherever it occurs, all bullying is about power and manipulation. It's bullies use social situations and social power to get an advantage over other people, to try and remove another individual's power. And they use a whole variety of complex tactics to do that. This week's mind game is for everyone to consider the social conditions that create or have the potential to create a climate of bullying. And in particular, I'm really, really interested by the areas of difference that we still unfortunately struggle with in our society that are so often the battlegrounds for bullies and for people that are on the receiving end. And given that being on the receiving end of systematic bullying behavior can be incredibly detrimental and can lead to, you know, anxiety, depression, and even, you know, in worst case scenarios, suicide, this is an area that we all need to take really, really seriously. And the social conditions for a lot of bullying are pervasive in our society. So we still deal with things like sexism, homophobia, racism, ableism, ageism, and a whole variety of other areas where we struggle to deal with difference. As I said, this comes from the highest level of society all the way through down and gives people, gives bullies permission to use these areas of life as tools to hurt other people. And I believe firmly that anywhere there's social conditions that allow one individual to hurt another individual, we need to work there, and we need to look at how we can do that differently. So I've got a few tips this week on what you can do. My first tip is wherever we encounter any of these areas is to be an ally. Do what we can to ally with the person on the receiving end of the bullying behavior. Call it out. Say that it's not okay if you're able to. And if not in the moment, afterwards. Sidle up to them afterwards and have a quiet word and say that wasn't okay and that you'd be willing to support them. Because support can be really, really important. One of the things that bullies do is remove social support and social power from an individual. So your ability to be there and to validate the person's experience and to provide some support is really, really important. I guess using that support and your ability to be an ally to encourage them to get some help is really, really important. There's a whole variety of groups that can help people on the receiving end of this type of bullying. There's also a whole variety of school programs and work programs and employee assistance programs that can be activated, human resources processes where managers can be brought in and discussed. My last tip is to be aware as possible to the conditions that contribute to this on every level of our society, in every organization, in every social group. Don't be silent. If you feel a certain way about it, stand up and do what you can to help address some of these social conditions. And I guess it's really important that we have these conversations with the young people in our world, because they're going to inherit the earth and maybe the mess that we're trying to resolve. And so for them to know and to be strong and to have a voice is really, really important, so that we can all actually be as inclusive as possible and reduce the social conditions for this bullying. And another thing that's really important to consider as well is that there are a variety of reasons why individuals bully other individuals, and it has more to do with them than the person that they're bullying. And I guess for all of us, it can be really important to do a little bit of research and to find out what are the causes of bullying and why this behavior happens, because that can provide a really important form of resilience if ever we happen to be on the receiving end of bullying. It can also empower, hopefully, our responses to this behavior, that none of us have to put up with this behavior, and that in just about every case, the person on the receiving end of bullying hasn't done anything to warrant that behavior or justify that behavior. So it's really, really important that they're able to feel capable of doing something to address that behavior and not remain silent and not blame themselves for what's going on. So speak truth to power this week with Mind Games.